Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The DH, Glenn Davis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Randy Milligan. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Joe Orsilac. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Leo Gomez. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Billy Ripken. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jeff Tackett. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Storm Davis. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The second baseman, Steve Sachs. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The DH, George Bell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Sean Abner. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Craig Grebeck. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Charlie Hoff. And now, play ball. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Anderson hits a line drive beyond second. Sachs can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Anderson. The throw from Carcoviche and he is safe. Anderson steals second. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Milligan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grebeck fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Raines hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Tackett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Sachs strikes out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Orsilac is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Orsilac hits a line drive for a single. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grebeck fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ventura hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sean Abner is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Abner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jeff Tackett is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Tackett hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Anderson is one for one in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoff fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Devereaux batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Devereaux is 0 for 1 in the game. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grebeck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive beyond short. Ripken can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Karkoviche hits a line drive for a single. Johnson moves to third. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Grebeck hits a line drive beyond short. Ripken can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Johnson scores. Karkoviche moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Raines is 0 for 1 in the game. Raines hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tackett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Sachs is 0 for 1 in the game. Sachs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. Karkoviche moves to third. Grebeck moves to second. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball four. George Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ripken is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milligan is 0 for 1 in the game. Milligan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grebeck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ventura is 0 for 1 in the game. Ventura hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sean Abner is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Abner is 0 for 1 in the game. Abner hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Orsolac is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Orsolac is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Orsolac hits a line drive into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Gomez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gomez hits a pop-up into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Karkoviche is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Karkoviche strikes out. One out. Craig Grybek is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Grybek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Grybek hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tim Raines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Raines is 0-for-2 in the game. Raines hits a line drive for a single. Grybek moves to third. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Sachs is 0-for-2 in the game. Sachs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez has Grybek trapped. There's the throw to Tackett and back to Gomez, who tags Grybek for the out. Raines moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Alan Mills now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jeff Tackett is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Tackett is 0-for-1 in the game. Tackett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Karkoviche settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Anderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Devereaux is 0-for-2 in the game. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grybek scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ventura is 0-for-2 in the game. Ventura takes first base on ball 4. Sean Abner is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Abner is 0-for-2 in the game. Abner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ventura moves to third. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive for a single. Ventura scores. Abner moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Ron Karkoviche batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Karkoviche is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Karkoviche hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Milligan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Craig Grybek is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Grybek is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Grybek hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ripken hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sachs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up towards third. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Milligan is 0-for-2 in the game. Milligan hits a line drive into right field. Abner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Raines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Raines hits a line drive beyond second. Ripken can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sachs is 0-for-3 in the game. Sachs hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tackett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Orsulak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsulak is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Orsulak hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Thomas. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Gomez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grybek fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Billy Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. Ripken hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Sam Horn pinch hits for Jeff Tackett. Sam Horn is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Horn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Flanagan now pitching. Rick Dempsey now catching. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ventura takes first base on ball 4. Sean Abner is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There goes Ventura. The throw from Dempsey and he is safe. Ventura steals second. Sean Abner is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Abner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Abner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ventura moves to third. One out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a pop-up into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Ron Karkovice batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Karkovice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Karkovice hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Scott Radinsky now pitching. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Anderson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grebeck fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Grebeck. Bobby Thigpen now pitching. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Devereaux is 0-for-3 in the game. Devereaux is hit by the pitch. Anderson moves to second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ripken hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Anderson scores. Devereaux moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, White Sox. Mark McLemore pinch runs for Glenn Davis. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Milligan is 0-for-3 in the game. Milligan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Devereaux scores. McLemore moves to second. It's Orioles, 2, White Sox, 2. Joe Orsulak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsulak is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Orsulak hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Karkovice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gomez is 0-for-3 in the game. Gomez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sachs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Todd Froworth now pitching. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Grebeck is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Grebeck hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Raines is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Raines hits a fly ball into right field. Orsulak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Sachs is 0-for-4 in the game. Sachs hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Milligan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Roberto Hernandez now pitching. Chito Martinez pinch hits for Billy Ripken. Chito Martinez is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Anderson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Anderson hits a line drive into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett now playing second base. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a line drive beyond short. Ripken can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 4 in the game. Bell strikes out. One out. Pat Clements now pitching. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ventura is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Thomas moves to second. 2 outs. Sean Abner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Abner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Abner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Devereaux strikes out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Ripken hits a pop-up towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McLemore strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Karkoviche is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Karkoviche hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milligan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Craig Grybek is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Grybek is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Grybek hits a ball on the ground for a single. Karkoviche moves to second. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Raines is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. Raines hits a fly ball into right field. Orsilak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Karkoviche moves to third. 2 outs. Steve Sachs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sachs is 0 for 5 in the game. Sachs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Clements fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Randy Milligan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Milligan is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Milligan takes first base on ball 4. Joe Orsilak batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Orsilak is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Orsilak hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Abner. Orsilak reaches second base with a double. Milligan moves to third. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Gomez is 0 for 4 in the game. Gomez strikes out. 1 out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hewlett hits a line drive for a single. Milligan scores. Orsilak moves to third. It's 3-2, Orioles. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Dempsey is 0 for 1 in the game. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sachs fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Olson now pitching. David Segui now playing first base. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Thomas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Orsilak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Bell is 0-for-5 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Ventura is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. Ventura hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.